This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Raffle tickets on the Now Decatur Facebook page. Just look for the St. Teresa post, then like, comment, and feel free to share for a chance to win. No purchase is necessary. Even if you don't win, you can still purchase Mega Raffle tickets through St. Teresa High School. And no purchase is necessary to visit our website either. Stop by anytime to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. That website, nowdecatur.com.
President Biden is about to leave for Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, going to New York to meet and grieve with victims' families days after a massacre.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
Celeste Cheney's sister is one of the 10 people murdered Saturday. 3 others were wounded. Almost all the victims black. The accused gunman's a white 18-year-old.
A White House official says after visiting a makeshift memorial, the president will also deliver remarks. He's expected to label the shooting as a case of terrorism motivated by hate. He's also expected to once again call on Congress to enact new gun control measures.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Sunday's church shooting in California also being investigated as a hate crime targeting Taiwanese people.
We know that the subject involved is a U.S. citizen who immigrated from China.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes. David Chow is accused of chaining the doors shut, super gluing keyholes, and hiding firebombs in the church, then shooting people, killing one and wounding 5 before others stopped him and tied him up. It's primary day in 5 states, with one key race in Pennsylvania that's neck, neck, and neck.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, political commentator Kathy Barnett, and businessman David McCormick all vying for the Republican spot on the midterm ticket in what will likely be a tough race to keep the Pennsylvania Senate seat in GOP hands.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. John Fetterman wants to turn that seat blue, the favorite to win the Democratic nomination while recovering from a minor stroke. Elon Musk is again saying his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, tweeting early this morning 20% or more of accounts are fake. Then as Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni reads, he added,
"My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5%. This deal cannot move forward until he does."
The cost to fill up has gone up to another record high. Regular gas up another 4 cents today. AAA's national average, $4.52 a gallon. Californians are paying $6.02. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, every 3 seconds, there is a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name, selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, protecting your identity can be very easy thanks to LifeLock by Norton. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, it's simple and easy to protect yourself, and you'll save up to 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Hannity.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
There may be yet another shooting being treated as a hate crime, this one in Dallas, Texas, where a suspect was arrested early this morning connected to last week's shooting at a hair salon in the city's Koreatown that left 3 women wounded. In New York City last night,
an 11-year-old girl was shot to death in the Bronx. Cops say she was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after being shot in the stomach by the passenger on a scooter and later died. Police say that the girl was not the intended target of the shooting. They say the person on the scooter was shooting at a man who was running down the street trying to get away from them. Police say the girl was walking into a store with a relative when she was shot. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Also in New York, cases for COVID are on the rise, just like in many areas of the country. Johns Hopkins has reported nationally infections going back up 4 weeks in a row, more than double what they were a month ago.
New York City health officials have issued an advisory urging New Yorkers to wear masks in all indoor public settings as the city nears high-risk COVID-19 alert status. That means wearing face coverings in grocery stores, offices, and building lobbies, among other places, regardless of vaccination status or past COVID-19 infection. Those at high risk of severe illness from the virus, such as those over 65, are being advised to avoid crowded settings, tough to do in the Big Apple, and not essential gatherings. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Senate has advanced a bill that would provide another $40 billion worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine to deal with Russia's invasion. That money already approved by the House. Last night's vote sets up a final vote in the Senate later in the week. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from all the recent selling. Futures are surging the day after the NASDAQ lost another 142 points, but the Dow yesterday gained 26. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Time is running out for you to purchase your St. Teresa Mega Raffle ticket. The final drawing will be Friday, May 20th at the KC Hall Indicator. This annual fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in the area. Now is the time to get your tickets right now for a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Only 5,000 tickets will be sold, so buy your tickets today by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, increasing clouds, high of 82. Tonight, showers likely. Possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 63. For Wednesday, showers again, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a high of 78. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, still 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
You know, I'm not a regular consumer of American Idol, but we got a local Central Illinois girl there. It's in the top three from Bloomington. I think she's going to be in town with a film crew in Bloomington today for the grand finale of American Idol. We'll talk about that and more next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you consume American Idol or those types of shows on television? It's just never been my thing. I mean, I get the talent involved and understand, you know, the importance of it and why people like it and they get a vote and participate and all that. I'm just not a regular consumer of that kind of thing.
I would say if you tallied all of them, I would say probably I fully invested in about six or seven seasons completely. One was because a friend of mine from Milliken was in the, got to the finals,
yeah.
And a couple others because of the hype or.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally, this is one of those things. It's not a judgment call. It's just not my cup of tea, but I understand why it's a lot of people's cup of tea.
It's a really fun thing to do with a group of people because it's one of those where everybody gives their opinions like, oh, I would have had him or her
yeah,
in the,
sure.
So it's a fun to
everybody
play
gets
along
to be,
with.
You know, it's, you're sitting at home being your own Jimmy Iovine. Yeah, I get it. Her name is Leah Marlene. She's 20 years old. And, I was looking on Sunday. She advanced to the top three finalists. She did, I'll Stand By You, and Separate Ways, which is an interesting journey song and one that would, I think, be tough to do.
Yeah, I love that song, actually. It might be my favorite
journey song.
Yeah, probably.
But it's a very, I mean, it's not the easy journey song.
Right.
It's not like Lights or something, you know, where you could, you know, hit the ballad side of things.
Right. But once it hits that driving part in the center, that could sway the whole crowd.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So she's going to be in Bloomington today with a camera crew from American Idol filming for... the show itself or the finals.
It's great.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I can't imagine 20, right? That's so young, but that's what we do in athletes all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. Justin Bieber was like a squeaky teen.
Oh, yeah. No, he was preteen,
yeah,
you know, when he was hitting YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
But American Idol's still a very, very, very big spotlight. Who are the judges now? Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan, I think.
Yeah.
How long has What's-His-Face been gone?
Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
Several years.
Yeah, it's been a while,
He's been
right?
on America's Got Talent.
All right. Is Seacrest still doing that? I was just trying to think, is any of the old crew left at all?
In American Idol, I think Seacrest is still the host.
Okay.
America's Got Talent has Terry Crews as the host and not Nick Cannon.
Now you've completely lost me.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of all this.
Yes, it really is. When you got things like The Lincoln Lawyer to watch, that's so good. It is the number one show right now, by the way, on Netflix.
Yeah, I think.
I can do the popular thing.
Sure. Right.
I'm not a contrarian, you know, just opposed to anything that's popular.
Right.
I wanted to take a minute, if you will. I got this invitation in the mail September 21st and 22nd in Washington, D.C. There is an organization called FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. And this isn't so much a comment about this organization in particular. They have a big radio row that they do, I think, in conjunction with Fox News, where they have broadcasters for 2 days, you know, doing some rooftop sort of broadcast where you're invited to go to Washington, D.C. and do this and yell and scream about immigration. And it's the Hold Their Feet to the Fire radio row.
Whose feet?
That would be, I'm assuming, Democrats.
Okay.
I watched, as everybody else did, this horrific footage and everything out of Buffalo. And then, you know, what happened down with the folks attending that church service. And I got to tell you, if you are embracing, if you are talking about sounding off on, buying into or passing along this whole replacement theory stuff, you are the problem. And the Republican Party that I don't recognize anymore are the people that are buying into this. The Republican Party had David Duke in its midst, you know, several years ago and had, I mean, I guess I'd call it moral courage or just common sense or just human decency to go, we really don't need Klan members as our group. Today, there are many people, and when I say this, I'm not talking about you that voted for, or I'm talking about in general, there's just way too much casual relationship with this white supremacy crap that is getting out of hand, and the notion that you can sort of excuse it away or make up things or, oh, well, Tucker Carlson said, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. This country is built on a doctrine and a fundamental belief. I mean, from the Statue of Liberty and you know, sitting there as a beacon to New York, to not a single one of us tracing our ancestors back to sort of pilgrims. We have always, always been a country that accepted immigrants to become American citizens, and they have every bit the same right to this country that you do or I do or anyone else does. And this purity thing is unsettling. And the idea that you may not come out and endorse it, but with a wink and a nod, you kind of just let it be or allow it. You can't do this. The talking points in this kid's manifesto of going and wiping out all these people at this grocery store are the same talking points that Tucker Carlson is doing every night on Fox News. And Kevin McCarthy and all these profiles encourage these people in leadership roles, these people that are running for office. When are you going to condemn bad behavior and shut it down and say there's no room for this? There's no such thing as white America. And white America doesn't have different applications than any other American, doesn't have any more rights than any other American, doesn't have any hold or attachment to ownership of anything more than any other American. And it really is uncomfortable. And I do not know why that just for the sake of getting reelected, or just for the sake of getting elected, just for the sake of holding on to your job in that cesspool that is Washington, D.C., makes you turn your back on decent human behavior. And the inability to call out wrong because you might offend some people that you think you need to vote for you. It's like the exact opposite of profiles and courage. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what to do about the violence. I don't know what to do about mass shootings. But I know that when you encourage or you fail to discourage, which to me is the greater sin here, it's easy to point out Tucker Carlson. He's a sham. He's doing this for viewers and money, and you're suckers for falling for it, but that's okay. It's the silent treatment given by leadership in the party that, oh, well, we don't want to say anything to upset those people that were storming the Capitol. That's shameful. And when you sit back and you look at what happened over the weekend, it was so disheartening. I remember, you know, giving the speech on Friday night and feeling like, man, look at all these future, you know, leaders and right now leaders, and how their generation doesn't get into these pitfalls of this racist crap. And yet Sunday, there's this kid their age shooting up people for being black. And then I get people that will sort of allude to this. They won't really just come out and go replacement theory, but you hear the nuggets of it in their conversation and you go, what is wrong with you? That person over there, that person over there, that person over back here, they have every right you have as American citizens. My family, we didn't come over on the Mayflower. And there were people here before that. This idea that somehow there's this political plot to replace the white majority, that the white majority should be fearful. That, what are you afraid of? Do you ever actually just talk to people? I mean, what is it? You're sitting at home, you're terrified of people with black or brown skin, people that are gay, people that are Muslim, people that are whatever. I mean, what is it you're so afraid of? I don't get it. And I don't get why the Republican Party in general won't come out and denounce this. Is it really taking a stand in 2022 to say, hey, we don't want racism in our party? I mean, is that really courageous? I mean, is that really a stretch in 2022? I don't get it. I am in a world and exist in a world that is all about branding and change and sizing up change and figuring out how people communicate and welcoming in new technology and figuring out how to be relevant. And you could, you know, overlay that across any kind of career. I see the world as constantly evolving and shifting and changing, and demographics change. That is life. It's not somebody's plot. What are you afraid of? And maybe you don't even know. Maybe it's just a gut feeling you're buying into because they push those buttons and make you feel that way. But you can't blame them forever. You've got to gut check yourself every once in a while and going, why am I doing this dog whistle stuff? And I don't know when it turned into, I mean, I grew up believing in the melting pot. It's on our coins. It's on our currency. E pluribus unum. Right? From many one. We used to celebrate that in this country. It's what makes you go to Little Italy. You can go to Chinatown. You go to, I mean, that's what made up the fabric of this country. No one was born here. Not originally. I was telling these kids on Friday night to travel. That was the only advice I gave them. You know, I think it's ridiculous when an old guy stands on a stage and gives advice to like 19-year-old kids, you know. But the only piece of advice was travel. Don't wait till you're old. Don't wait till you retire. Don't even wait till you can afford it. Any opportunity you get to go travel and break bread and sit down with people and meet people across the world, you will automatically see the similarities and not the differences. That it's important. That overview effect that John Bates talked about with the astronauts looking down on the globe, and when they just see the Earth as about that big, there's not lines and ideology and geography and politics and zip codes. It's just, it's a little bitty blue globe. And if we don't get our act together and figure out how to get along, right, there's no one else coming to save us. We put that thing, I remember being in New York City in September before, obviously, 9/11, and we went down, we wanted to take the ferry out to the Statue of Liberty. And they had, I think the last ferry had gone out, and it was done. So we went up instead to the World Trade Center and went up to the top of the tower and had that experience of the rooftop, which is absolutely amazing. But that Statue of Liberty was something I've been intrigued with since I was a kid. The message that it sent, right? The idea that it stood for, sitting in that harbor, like that we take people from everywhere and turn it into this incredible melting pot and this experiment in democracy that is the United States. All right, you're at Walmart with your fanny pack, and now all of a sudden, you know, everybody wants to join the Klan. I mean, what is going on with this stuff? I feel like we ought to be going, I mean, like we should be way the other direction by now. The way that most of these kids are today. That was why I was so disappointed to see the age of this kid who got sucked into this. Give me your tire, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. I mean, this was the message that stood there as a beacon to the greatness of America. And now you're at home on Facebook mad that a Mexican restaurant's opening up. Because you're buying into this stuff about white America and this replacement theory. What is with, I'm so sick of theories. They're not even theories. They're conspiracies. Wrapped in the language of a theory. And you're getting played like a piano. Because these people don't even believe it. They're just using it to get your votes. Using it to stir up your fear, your anxiety. So they can paint the other side as being bad. And then everybody goes, whoa, there's nothing we could do about that thing in Buffalo. That, you know, that guy's got some, you fed it. And you are feeding it if you're passing this stuff around and along and perpetuating it. It's got to stop. Why would you want to be associated with this? I mean, why would you want to be involved in things that cause this or at least feed it to people who have mental illness or whatever is going on, and they're buying into this. People are going down these rabbit holes, and we're seeing it right and left. I don't get it. I don't get where we are today. And I am so tired of people telling me, it's like, well, Brian, all you're doing is bashing the Republican Party. They need to be bashed right now. The behavior is inexcusable. Unless you just enjoy being attached to racist thoughts and notions that hate people because of the color of their skin or where they're from. I mean, if you're good with that, I have no words for you. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got increasing clouds with a high near 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 63. For Wednesday, showers likely and possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high near 78. Thursday, sunny and a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 59 degrees. Your WSOY time, 724. This look at your weather brought to you by Moreau Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Moreau Lumber has been family-owned and operated for over 65 years. At Moreau Lumber, we carry an extensive line of high-performing building materials with brands like Anderson Windows and Patio Doors, Therma-Tru Entry Doors, TimberTech Composite Decking, and CHI Overhead Doors. We also carry dimensional and treated lumber, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. And don't forget about our rental department, featuring clean, well-maintained equipment with flexible rental hours. For any project, large or small, Moreau Lumber can help you get the job done. Give us a call, 217-794-2226.
Judge Rodney Forbes, trusted, proven, experienced. Judge Rodney Forbes grew up and has worked his entire life in Macon County. Republican Judge Rodney Forbes now needs your vote. He's running for Macon County Circuit Judge and is the only candidate with proven courtroom experience on the bench. Judge Rodney Forbes, the best choice for Macon County Circuit Judge.
I'm Judge Rodney Forbes, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Forbes.
Politician Darren Bailey calls himself a conservative, swears he's a believer, but look closely at his record. Bailey's a deceiver. The textbook definition of a dishonest politician hiding his record. For instance, Bailey was caught on tape admitting he voted for Joe Biden. In his own words, listen.
Yeah, I might have voted for Biden.
Biden for president?
Yeah, I might have voted for Biden.
What kind of conservative votes for Joe Biden? The fake kind, Darren the deceiver. But Bailey's a believer when it comes to one thing, property tax hikes. Voted 13 times to raise property taxes, increasing 81%, even higher than Chicago. Jesse Sullivan's no better. Claims to be conservative, yet Sullivan backed Obama for president. His campaign's propped up by Pritzker Democrats, just like Bailey's. Sullivan even founded a group pushing open borders and amnesty for illegals. Sullivan and Bailey, not true conservatives, no matter what they say. Paid for by Urban for Illinois.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Behind that thought, I did see Liz Cheney, who tweeted out over the weekend, the House GOP leadership has enabled white nationalism, white supremacy, and anti-Semitism. History has taught us that what begins with words ends in far worse. At GOP leaders must renounce and reject these views and those who hold them. And what is the Republican Party trying to do? Everything they can to kick Liz Cheney out. What happened to you? Adam Kissinger, by the way, also with the story that tweeted that Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy should absolutely be asked about this. And what are they trying to do? They got him out. Kicked him out. I don't know anymore. Replacement theory is the manifesto left behind by this kid who shot and killed all those people in Buffalo. He was buying into it full. And his thought process was to go take a bunch of people out. And it's like crickets from the leadership of the GOP. Just like it was crickets, even though they were all fighting to save their own asses on January 6th. Now what they do, I mean, it's just embarrassing. And people will say to me on a constant, well, what about the other side? It's like, when did that become okay? I mean, when did you start teaching your children their behavior is excusable based on other people's behavior? I don't want to hear about other side. Right, wrong, indifferent doesn't make you right in doing something that's bad. Act like children. at these ads, listen to them, the direct mail stuff that's hitting your mailbox. Do we not want more out of leadership? I don't care what party they're in. Don't we want decent human behavior? Would you allow your kids to do this stuff? Why do we allow our leaders to do it? We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Tupper on sports, and we'll lighten things up, I promise. Stay tuned.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. Despite a House committee planning to continue hearings into expected problems with parts of the state's energy grid, Governor Pritzker does not expect brownouts. Last month, Ameren Illinois warned downstate consumers their utility bills may increase. There are also concerns that wind and solar sectors are not generating the amounts of energy needed. The governor says he doesn't expect brownouts, adding power can be bought from other states. The next hearing on the energy issue has yet to be scheduled. Students and family can join Decatur Public Schools on Thursday at Hope Academy for a special summer sign-up event. Representatives from the Decatur Park District, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, 4-H, Arts Council, Library, and more will be on hand. Along with sign-ups, families can apply for scholarship assistance. The event is Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, check out our website anytime. Now, Decatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Polls are open in three of the states holding primaries today, Kentucky, North Carolina, and in Pennsylvania.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, political commentator Kathy Barnett, and businessman David McCormick all vying for the Republican spot on the midterm ticket in what will likely be a tough race to keep the Pennsylvania Senate seat in GOP hands.
Fox's Jackie Abanya. It's also primary day in Idaho and Oregon. There's a House intelligence hearing this morning about unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UFOs.
A report last summer from the Pentagon looked at 144 sightings of devices that appeared to be flying at mysterious speeds. Not many conclusions came out of that report except the need for better data collection in case these things are a national security concern.
Fox's Jill Nitto. President Biden is on his way to Buffalo, New York to meet with families of 10 people shot and killed at a supermarket on Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Since we opened our doors, UC Bank has been committed to the communities we call home. Building financial wellness, UC is proud to offer customized lending strategies and innovative resources to our vibrant communities. UC Bank, building community one family, one street, one city at a time. Member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Steve McClure for State Senate. Hardworking, conservative, fighting for us.
A fiscal conservative, McClure understands how taxes hurt working families.
That's why McClure fought the graduated income tax hike and is working to cut reckless spending at the state capitol.
As a prosecutor, Steve McClure has seen firsthand how crime hurts communities.
McClure led the fight against Chicago Democrats who are pushing to weaken criminal justice laws, laws which protect families.
McClure stopped dangerous liberals trying to defund the police because Steve McClure supports law enforcement.
A conservative Republican, McClure is a strong proponent of Second Amendment rights.
We can count on Steve McClure to stick up for families and stand up for our values.
Steve McClure, the best choice in the Republican primary.
McClure for State Senate, the conservative Republican we need.
Paid for by friends of Steve McClure.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast today. We've got increasing clouds, high near 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and low around 63. For Wednesday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and high of 78. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time, it's 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with Major League Baseball, the East and West Coast dominating everything.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an article, Brian, that poses an interesting question. Which Major League Baseball city would you take right now, New York City or Los Angeles? And it's an interesting thought because, and a little unexpected, because of the six divisions in Major League Baseball, three in the National League, three in the American League, four of them find New York or Los Angeles teams in the lead right now. The Yankees have a 5.5 game lead in the American League East. The Mets also have a 5.5 game lead in the National League East. And on the other coast, the Los Angeles Dodgers have a half game lead over the San Diego Padres in the National League West. And the Angels are essentially tied for first with the Houston Astros in the American League West. We're used to the Dodgers being on top, and it's not unusual for the Yankees to be a division leader. But the Mets resurgence is new and is fueled by owner Steven Cohen's willingness to spend a lot of money. And the Angels are 24-14, largely because they finally have a stretch where their two superstars, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, are both healthy. And Trout leads the team in batting average and home runs, and Ohtani leads in RBIs. And when he's pitching, he has once again been very good. Is this sustainable? You know, with the Yankees, yes. They've got the best record in baseball at 26-9. With the Dodgers, yes, although they're in a really tough division along with the Padres and the Giants. I think the Mets might have enough, too, and they're not in a very good division, which is to their advantage. I would say the least likely would be the Angels because, A, they're healthy now, but they never seem to stay healthy, and, B, the Astros are really good again, and they're in that division and probably look like the better bet for the long run. But it's interesting because of all the leaders in baseball, you have the two big cities, New York and Los Angeles, and then you have Milwaukee and the Minnesota Twins being the other two. By the way, a schedule change for the St. Louis Cardinals, they were rained out yesterday. Cardinals have a doubleheader today, 2:10 and 6:10, both those games at the Mets. So that's a change in their schedule.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do a little PGA with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Drew Peabody, Vice President at First National Bank of Decatur. Homeownership is one of the most important parts of life, and my job for the last 6 years has been to help people of Central Illinois through the process. At FNB, we offer a wide range of products and competitive rates to make the dream of homeownership a reality. Come see why people have been trusting the Quality Bank with their home financing projects since 1930. I'm Drew Peabody, and I can't wait to help you get into your dream home. First National Bank of Decatur, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. I still can't get used to the PGA Championship being this early.
It is a change. There's no doubt about that. And it comes at a time when, you know, professional golf usually chugs along without much controversy. It's mostly what happens Thursday through Sunday on the best golf courses in the world, and then it quiets down. But lately, golf has been dealing with this prickly backdrop created by a Saudi-backed tour of events that the Saudis hope can eventually challenge the PGA Tour. And two high-profile golfers are, I would say, already counted as collateral damage because if you back this Saudi tour, you have to somehow reconcile the Saudis' deplorable human rights record. And Greg Norman, who the Saudis have hired to help generate interest in this series of eight events, and Phil Mickelson, the reigning PGA championship winner, have both clumsily and offensively failed to explain their decision to support the Saudi tour. It's landed Mickelson in golf exile, and Norman, it's landed him at least in hot water. I think he has alienated himself from other golfers. Now comes news that Greg Norman was not the Saudis' first choice to lead the charge. It was none other than Jack Nicklaus, who said he was offered $100 million to be the face of this tour. And Jack Nicklaus, I think, wisely turned that down, pointing out that he helped start the PGA Tour and values his loyalty to the PGA Tour. The first event of this Saudi Tour is less than a month off. It's June 9th through 11th in London. Five of their eight events are in the United States. And I think this is going to continue to be a controversial topic this week where golfers gather in Tulsa for the PGA Championship. Phil Mickelson will not defend his title. Tiger is entered. Tiger's made it very clear he's loyal to the PGA. He said his leg continues to get stronger since his performance at the Masters. And so it starts Thursday. I think all these golfers are going to be asked about it. A lot of them are, I just don't want to even talk about it. Many of them have made it clear that they're backing the PGA Tour, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, others. A couple have, they are interested in playing on the Saudi Tour, including Dustin Johnson. So, you know, I'm going to continue to hear people talk about this thing. But, man, I don't know. It looks like a bad place to align yourself with.
Yeah, all you got to do is just get the Phil Mickelson example. Mark, have a great day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I don't think I've ever seen a professional athlete at any level fall so far from grace in such a short period of time over comments.
Ooh, over comments?
Yeah. I mean, Phil Mickelson didn't charge into the gallery and punch somebody. You know, he didn't do have a physical altercation or a fight, with other players. He didn't get arrested for domestic battery or robbing a bank.
Kaepernick?
Maybe, but it took longer for that to happen to Kyle. I mean, he played an entire season doing that, even though it was very controversial and people weren't happy with it.
I mean, Phil's still golfing, but...
No, he's not. Not professionally.
Wait, didn't he just do the...
No.
Oh, he didn't end up doing
no.
it. No. Okay, then my misunderstanding.
I mean, that's a close analogy, right?
Yeah.
But he kept playing. I mean, he had to... The controversy, he was kneeling at those games he was playing in.
Yeah, and then it was over for good.
But Phil doesn't work for a team...
Right.
You know what I mean? He could play this weekend. Nothing's preventing him from doing that.
That's interesting for comments. Yeah, I'd like to put some thought into that because that, I mean, it is a, he fell off a cliff, Phil Mickelson.
Right. Now, sponsors can do whatever sponsors want to do. That's their prerogative. People can talk about gutless, not gutless. I mean that's up to them. They sign on for one thing. If they get something else, they can do whatever they want to do.
Right.
Right? That's the cost of business. If your brand doesn't match their brand and you don't want to be associated with that brand anymore, I mean, I feel that way about Colin Kaepernick. I feel that way about Phil Mickelson.
Sure.
Everything in between.
Yeah,
that's up to sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But professional golfers work for themselves, basically. They have sponsorships, you know, that they've got to go. They have obligations. But, you know, they play in a tour event. That's up to them. They don't play for a team.
Yeah, exactly right.
They don't have an owner.
Right. I mean, and that even...
His drop-off, some of it is self-induced, meaning it's not worth going through what he thinks he's going to have to go through to go show up and play.
Right. Yeah, you're right. The PGA also, in conversation about taking the PGA Championship away from Donald Trump's golf course.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, on a parallel, you know, the decision of, you know, it, by us staying there, it leans us politically, but also, I guess, by leaving there, it leans you politically.
For companies out there who find themselves in this yes or no time of you've got to be choose a side, right? That's the electorate. That's the people. A lot of people that don't even vote are screaming about this, but yeah, it's a whole other conversation. So I feel bad for anybody. Like if you're just trying to run a golf tournament,
right.
You're just trying to appease your employees who feel one way versus you know politicians that are going the other way. There's no way to win.
Right.
I mean, somebody told me the other day, you know, Disney should just stay out of it. Well, okay, except they had their own people revolting. I mean, you know, you are only as good as your employees, and if your employees are very much displeased, it's easier said than done. Just stay out of it.
Right.
But exactly. Then no matter what choice you make, you're in it.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. The guy that ran the PGA said, you know, we didn't want to be perceived as you know, signing off on this politically. And my first thought was like, by leaving, aren't you just signing off the
on the other side? Yes, yes. So there's no way to win that one at all,
right?
And it is interesting to me. And we do this beef. I mean, now everybody's got an army, and everybody's got Twitter trolls, and everybody will. You know, you can't just go look. I don't want to have anything to do with politics because even saying that puts you in the middle of the politics.
Yeah, that's essentially what they were saying, but they ended up like it by rejecting one politics, you're going to the other side.
You're naturally on the other side because that's what we do about everything. Right. It's got to be everything. It's got to be us versus them. Everything.
Just trying to have a golf tournament. Just trying to make some people rich in a game.
Yes. No doubt about it. All right, Dale Coley is going to join us on the other side of the break. No show tonight because they've got a Cardinal doubleheader, I think, today. But they are going to be giving away some tickets to the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for a very special cause. So we'll talk to Dale on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Don't miss the Guess Who with special guest Revel in Red live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur on Friday, July 29th. Come see the Guess Who playing all their hits from the past 40 years. American Woman. Live on July 29th. Tickets are on sale now at devonamphitheater.com. Visit devonamphitheater.com for tickets to see the Guess Who with special guest Revel in Red live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on July 29th.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. Brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com now.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com now.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a beautiful, and when I say beautiful, I mean it is just a banner day out there. Gorgeous sunshine and nice, pleasant temperatures today. I know we got a little bit of rain in the forecast coming up. I'm holding on. You know, we had graduation outdoors on Saturday, and it says, like, at this point, like 50% chance of lightning bolt, whatever that means.
You can do it with just the drop, just bolt. Not the lightning
well,
bolt.
Well, but that means if you look at the weather, it's not crazy hot. So, I mean, who knows what that means? They'll change it 100 times between now and then. So big action-packed show here today. Dale Coley joins us in studios. Always fun to have him with you. And a little later today, by the way, our final two winning free tickets for the St. Teresa Mega Raffle, because Friday's the drawing.
It's coming.
Yeah. You going to be there Friday? You go to the thing in person?
Usually.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a graduation party, so I won't be there. But maybe I'll win.
That'd be cool. Get that call, unknown.
If I win, I'm probably not doing the show Monday.
If you get unknown call on that night, you better take it.
Pick it up. All right. Hey, good morning and welcome. Dale Coley is in. Despite there not being, this is how dedicated this guy is to the community. You could have taken the whole day off. Dale, I need you to pull a microphone up to your mouth. I'm going to tie that thing to your head. We've got no pharmacy facts with friends tonight because of a doubleheader. They rescheduled the game yesterday for the Cardinals, so there's no pharmacy facts with friends tonight. But you guys are doing this giveaway in honor of first responders and helping to support the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Tell me about this.
Absolutely, Brian, and thanks for letting us come on to talk about this. We're partnering with the Decatur Park District for the two hero seats at the Devon Amphitheater for each of the performances. And it's the eligibility on this thing is for veterans or the first responders in Macon County. We've taken nominations through the Facebook page, Dale South Lake Pharmacy, or they can come in the store and put their name in. We're also contacting different outreach groups like the police department, fire department, ambulance, and veterans organizations to give us qualified individuals for this. We've got two tickets for the Friday night Here Come the Mummies, and also two tickets for the Saturday Jersey Tenors. And we've got one of the winners, Lieutenant John Kuehl, who's with the Decatur Police Department. He's also a veteran of the Marine Corps, so he's a veteran. So he's like a double.
He's a twofer.
Twofer on that one there. But it's a way Mike Wilcotton and myself and Lauren got together some time back, and we talked about how we could get people that deserve to come to the Devon Amphitheater and be honored there. And this is one of the ways that we've decided to do this. So every performance for this season, we're going to give away two tickets for to the first responders or to the veterans. And if you've got somebody out there, a worthy veteran or a worthy first responder, please contact us on our Decatur Dale Selleck Pharmacy's South Lake Pharmacy Facebook page, which I can never get on, but that's not a surprise to anybody. Or you can contact us at the store directly.
Dale's just trusting it's there. He's never actually seen it.
Never seen it, but I can trust you. Lauren tells me it's there, so I'm going to believe it.
All right. Well, that's the hero's seats. I like that. That's a great idea. So you guys be doing this all season long.
All season long. And it's just a great way to pay back and say thank you to the first responders and the veterans that have made our country and made our community what it is today.
No doubt about it. I shared out a post over the weekend. I believe it was the 15th. When you look at it was sort of a day that was celebrating a law enforcement and law enforcement day that was signed into law, you know, by, you know, presidents many, 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 many years ago. And they had the number of fallen, you know, and really I was kind of surprised, you know, four either current or former Decatur police officers killed in the line of duty. You know, that would sort of give you the false impression this isn't a very dangerous job, right, over all those years. But also I see the ambulances every day from the sixth floor. We get a chance to see these people in action way more than you probably realize on a day-in and day-out basis. And, of course, we know what our veterans mean to us.
And what they do on a daily basis, Brian, you're absolutely correct. I mean, they put their lives on the line to make this a safer community. And that's so important for what's going on. So a little bit of recognition to those people is what we're trying to do.
All right. You actually have tickets in your hand. Look
at that. I actually have tickets in my hand. I mean, those people at the Devon Amphitheater are on
I've never actually seen a ticket to the Devon Amphitheater. It's all been by, you know, email. Well, that's pretty cool. You got like actual tickets you can pass along to somebody.
It's going to be a great thing this year. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, kudos to you guys, for coming up with that concept and, celebrating that. So what else is going on with the pharmacies right now?
Oh, it's a busy time of year. Absolutely. Everybody's trying to get ready for their personal vacation, so that leaves us a little shorthanded sometimes. But things are just really, really busy. It is something that doesn't stop. People keep needing their medication, and it's very, very positive. We're also doing quite a bit of gifts and things like this for the graduations and that type of situation. So busy time for us give our staff a little bit of grace because we're a little bit shorthanded right now.
You know, everyone is. It's this whole thing. We're going to have to figure out how all this shakes out, as we head, you know, hopefully soon post-pandemic, although those numbers are back up a little bit, and I'm watching what's happening in New York and, you know.
Scary stuff.
Well, it's math, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like it's unexpected, but people just decided they're done with it until we get the vaccination rates up a little bit. This thing's going to just constantly be around. I worry about this fall for sure. So you guys still doing any vaccinations?
Still doing vaccinations every Friday. We have vaccine clinics at Coley's Corner Drug. We have the Pfizer and Moderna. We're doing a lot of booster shots right now.
Yeah.
And that's a very positive view.
What's the second booster? What are we looking at there? How long do you go before you get the second booster?
It depends on what kind of conditions you have, but the minimum is 4 months and from the previous one. So, and they're talking about a potential, according to Dr. Fletcher, who we had on the show last week, and they're talking about another booster 4 months after that.
Okay. So, well, and the science will, you know, I'm going to take somebody like Dr. Fletcher's word on this.
I, I'm a strong believer in it. I'm in that really unprotected class, let me tell you. So you got to be, anybody over the age of 50 years of age, you need to be vaccinated. It is just, I mean, look at the numbers of people that are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Most of those people are not vaccinated. And,
yeah.
And that's that. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what's going on in this with the pandemic, that tells me totally what you have to do.
Dale, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And kudos to you and Lauren and the great idea with the Park District and the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Hero seats will be given away all year, so you can listen to Pharmacy Facts with Friends on Tuesday. No show tonight because of a doubleheader with the Cardinals, but they'll be back in their regular slot next week at 5. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got increasing clouds, high near 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Wednesday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with high of 78. Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSLY time, 7:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Shaner's Towing.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shaner's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shaner's sent ya!
Summer is here, another school year has wrapped up, and we're celebrating the class of 2022. Hello, this is Natalie Beck, CEO of the Community Foundation of Macon County, where we are honored to participate in many graduation celebrations this time of year by awarding scholarships to deserving area high school graduates who are continuing on to college in the fall. In addition, the Community Foundation makes direct contributions to both Millikan University and Richland Community College for their scholarship programs. This year, over 70 students will receive more than $425,000 from the scholarship funds we manage. Congratulations to all 2022 high school graduates, and congratulations to the generous donors who have established scholarship funds at the Community Foundation. It's so easy to make a difference. Just give us a call at 429-3000 to learn how you can establish a scholarship. And remember, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. It is just beautiful out there. I mean, just beautiful. I was talking to Phil Romano over the last couple of days, and they've got some space here in the Millikan building. They got everything from 200 square feet up to 8,000 square feet if you're looking for a home. Boy, did we find our home here.
Yeah, perfect size. Just the right size.
Listen, there's all kinds of, we got downtown fitness gym. They got locker rooms and showers. So, like, in your building.
Wow.
That's a pretty good amenity, right? They got attorneys and accountants. First National Bank right down there. You hear about them every day during Tupper. They got a courtyard on the third floor that's really great for lunches and breaks during the spring. Like today, beautiful day. You'll bring your lunch, sit outside and eat it. Got a nice little courtyard.
That's what that courtyard is for.
That's exactly right. Many upgrades throughout the building. Office spaces can be remodeled as someone moves in, just like we did. I mean, they completely did it to our specs. I would just highly encourage you to give them a call. The Romano Company at 100 South Water Street, Suite 101. You can call them at 217-424-2426. And started this business in 1963. Tony joined the crew in 1982, and they've been going gangbusters ever since. They got stuff all over town, whatever you might be looking for. Retail, office space, you want to build something new, Romano Company. They're great to work with. We've really enjoyed our relationship with them. Moving here into the new studios. All right, Natalie is going to join us on the other side of the break from the Community Foundation. A little later today, Dave Wendt will give us a update on what's going on out in Forsyth. Because things constantly change and evolve and shift and move. Got to be ready for that in life. It's just a constant. In fact, it's the only constant. Change. We'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. Two Millikan students are utilizing their education in the School of Theater and Dance to book roles in upcoming pieces. Visit nowdecatur.com to see how the two were able to find their spot on the cast of the musical Emoji Land. The musical is going on tour in June. They'll be in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. An Illinois program designed to address mental health issues for farmers is getting a financial boost. The Farm Family Resource Initiative gives farm families a way to connect to resources to get mental health help. The program was announced at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur last year. The General Assembly appropriated an additional $500,000 to ensure the program remains operational.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.